The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
What's up, everybody? Welcome into the Early Edge, your daily sports betting brand of record. We are powered, as always, by the almighty Sportsline. If you are not a member, use that promo code EDGE. I'll give you 30 days for free. Today is a very special day for a lot of reasons in the world, not just the world of sports. It is the start of a very special month, Black History Month. It doesn't matter. You know, here at the Early Edge of Sportsline, background, culture, race, it doesn't matter. We want everybody here. We respect everybody. Also, speaking of respect, tip of the cap, TB12 officially today on Instagram announcing his retirement. It was widely reported over the weekend. He didn't want to take away from the football games. And so today on Instagram, he wrote, "I am not going to make that competitive commitment anymore. I have loved my NFL career, and now it is time to focus my time and energy on other things that require my attention." Tom Brady, 22 years, 7 Super Bowls, the greatest quarterback of all time. Enjoy your retirement, sir. All right, let's bring in the stars of the show. After I look at all these beautiful faces, I will tell you what we did yesterday. But first and foremost, she's the ice queen, and she's coming back for more today. Alabama, good morning.
Hi, everyone. Good morning. Happy to be here. Have a couple picks up for today.
Awesome. You got to follow my girl on Twitter and on Sportsline. She's always dropping plays. You just never know when it's going to happen. Live from New York City, Jay Smooth. What's good?
Good morning, Coach. Good morning, everybody. Excited to be here. We got some good college basketball today, so let's do it.
Last night, if you went and read through Sportsline on NBA, you said Celtics should beat the Heat because of all the missed players. That's exactly what happened. All the information of what Sportsline is good for. But today we have our own NBA guru. We call him Mikey B. Mike Barner. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I'm pretty upset with the Memphis Grizzlies this morning. I have to get this off my chest right away. They went scoreless the last 2.5 minutes of overtime. And I had grabbed the +2 before Embiid got ruled out. And Tyrese Maxey makes a meaningless layup as the clock expires and they lose by 3. I do not like the Memphis Grizzlies this morning.
That was, and I was writing that with you. The only good thing for me out of that game is I grabbed the live over about halfway through the second quarter because they were just scoring. And the overtime helped me. It wouldn't have come in, but the overtime helped me. Yeah. But that left-handed layup with no time left, what was that? Just stop. Just dribble. Just stop.
Gross.
Now, speaking of that game last night, there were several bad beats for us. We still had a couple of green check marks as we go ahead and look at yesterday before we move on to today. Our man, Alan Bell, perfect. Hit that Baylor late over. Then that Knicks and Celtics both hit the money line. Knicks win by 20. Celtics win by 20. Those were easy. So some good and some bad. But as we always say, it's on to today. And don't forget, subscribe to our YouTube channel. You're watching us right now. Today at 5 p.m. Eastern time, we're getting a jump on the Super Bowl, our mega preview today at 5 p.m. right here on this channel. All right, let's get into the storylines that could affect the betting lines today. And whenever my girl Allie has a storyline from the NHL, I'm listening. Allie, talk to me about favorites.
Oh, yeah. So favorites right now in the NHL are winning at 65.3%, which I think is pretty incredible. And it kind of does all the work for you when it comes down to picking a money line bet, because the book is doing 65.3% of the work. So if you can just identify which of those games you think are going to win, I really think that's kind of where you have the edge in hockey, because it's not like a -1,000 usually money line, and you can parlay and do all that and win 65.3% of them are already kind of picked out for you. You can definitely use that information to your advantage.
Or if people are a little precarious, they can follow us at Sportsline, turn on those Alley notifications. Then every time you find an edge, they can play what you do, which we all love so very much. Can't wait for that pick coming up in a couple of minutes. Now, college basketball tonight. there is a rivalry down south that now has become very, very popular because a man, one of my favorite men I've ever worked with is Bruce Pearl. I mean, I could tell you stories about Bruce Pearl for days. Love him so much. He now just signed a new 50-some million dollar deal to become the Auburn coach for like the next a million years. They're number one in the country. They're playing Alabama. Jay Smooth, talk to me.
Yeah, Coach, this is a fun one. The Iron Bowl, but on the hardwood court. It's not football, but don't tell the people at Auburn that today. It's going to be kind of nuts there. This was a great game. This is a rematch, right? So Auburn beat Alabama by about 4 points in Alabama a couple weeks ago. So this is going to be a big rematch. People are going to be looking for Alabama to get this done. But you know what? They've had a very up and down season. They've beaten Gonzaga, Houston, Tennessee, and Baylor this year, but they've lost, oh man, to Iona, Georgia, Memphis, and Missouri. So they've been up and down, one of the weirdest resumes in college basketball right now. I have a pick on this game, so we'll get a little bit more into it in a few minutes.
All right, very, very good. I'll never forget, speaking of very, very quick Bruce Pearl story, when he was at ESPN and Auburn wanted to hire him, remember he had that show cause and the issues with Tennessee? They flew in and under the dark of night, and they met at a hotel. Nobody knew it was happening. He told me the story. Nobody knew it was happening. They offered him 7 years, $22 million. I said, what did you say? He said, I looked at him and I said, thank you. And there was no negotiations. It was 7 million 22 or 7 years 22. And he said, thank you. Isn't that the way it's supposed to go, right? What if somebody flew in under the dark of night, offered you $22 million? I would say thank you also. All right. Now, there are
I'll be waiting for that, Coach. I'll be waiting for that.
Right. All of us will. Injuries and COVID and all this has been an issue in the NBA. You really have to pay attention before you make any play right now. Mikey B, talk to me.
Yeah, not only injuries tonight, but some big name injuries. We're keeping an eye on James Harden with is questionable with a hand injury for the Nets. He's missed the last two games, both of which they lost. He did practice Monday, so that might be a good sign. Nikola Jokic is questionable for the Nuggets with a toe injury. They are 1-4 without him this season, so they can ill afford him to be out. Two guys that we know are already going to be out. Bradley Beal is out for the Wizards, so might be worth hunting for some Spencer Dinwiddie and or Kyle Kuzma player props. Warriors are playing the second night of a back-to-back, so that means no Klay Thompson against the Spurs.
Yeah, Steph Curry going for 40-plus for the sixth time last night as the Warriors. That number actually hit, I think, came in the under. It was 230. What was the – I can't remember what the total was in that game last night. I fell asleep. All right, let's get into our plays for the day. We've got many. Now, I tell you all the time, if you're not a Sportsline member, what are you doing? We're growing the community by the day, coming off our biggest month of downloads we've ever had in the history of the brand. So thank you very, very much. So today, one play from the site. We're going to go Davidson, +3.5 at St. Bonaventure. Now, the Bonnies, coming into the season, we had high hopes for them. But they've been 2-10 against the spread in their last 12 games. The Wildcats, conversely, 6-0 straight up, 6-0 against the spread in true road games this year. They're a really good team. And you're going to give me 3.5 points? We'll take it. Lock it in. All right, now. We call her the Ice Queen. I prefer Alabama. Either way, we cash tickets with this young lady. Allie, start us off.
Okay, so today I'm going to go with the Capitals at the Penguins over 5.5. And if you subscribe to Sportsline, you could see that I posted that last night, and that was currently at -120. Some books have it moved up to 6 right now, but still at Caesars, you can get it at -125. The Penguins, they're scoring an average of 3.26 goals per game at home, and the Caps are scoring an average of 3.24 on the road. And last season, when these teams played each other, there were an average of 6.5 goals per game scored each kind of place respectively. And then you have the line, which was actually 6.5 for most of those games, especially in Pittsburgh. So getting it at 5.5 and even 6 is still definitely, I think, an edge considering the average last season was 6.5 and the over 5.5 hit 3-1 when these teams played in Pittsburgh. They've played each other twice this season and both went over 5.5. So I really do think that we'll see another high scoring game today. And especially when you have those two equally matched teams, hope for that like 3-3 into overtime, and then you're really set. So I think we'll see a over 5.5 for today.
Isn't that the best when you get that tie ball game and you go into overtime and you can't lose? It's fantastic. I know. I love it too. I love it too. Allie, thank you very much. I also love it when I see your Twitter come up on my timeline. There's that beautiful little green check mark right next to the game. I love that so very much. So I had to think today on who would get the maestro spot. Who would be the coveted anchor? And I feel like I've been tough on this man lately, so I'm going to give him a tip of the cap. So, Mikey B, you're up next. What do you got for us today?
Whew, thank goodness I missed the maestro spots, especially with this boring game that I'm bringing to the table. But just because a game is boring doesn't mean you can't make money on it. We got the Pelicans are facing the Pistons in Detroit. I'm going to take the Pistons -2. They've got some reinforcements coming for this game. Jeremy Grant is going to play for the first time since December 10th. He had a wrist injury and then he battled COVID. Kelly Olynyk also coming back from the health and safety protocols. Neither of them is probably going to play a ton of minutes, but getting them back is huge. They're two of the better players on the team. The Pelicans could be without Brandon Ingram again. He's battling an ankle injury. They're playing the second game of a back-to-back set, so that's not ideal. And the last fun stat I got for you is that the Pelicans are 10-16 against the spread on the road. So again, Pistons -2 in the most exciting game of the night.
You said it right though. I've never had somebody at the pay window say, "Oh, that was a boring win. Here's your money." Nobody's ever said that. They've always just paid me. It's always exciting when you're cashing.
Money is money. Bring it in.
Damn right it is. All right. Now I've done my part. I have put my confidence in my man who's back to the being the original OG. Hat is backwards, which tells me he's laser focused. Jay Smooth, I'm going to step back. The floor is yours.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Hey everyone, Jeweler popping in real quick for a quick note. Jay Smooth is about to get over his skis a little and he gets a little confusing on what his pick is, but just to clarify, his pick is Auburn -6.5.
Just a little bit of pressure here today, coach. But no, I love closing out the show. Shout out to Maestro for sure. Let's do it though. I'm going to go right to that game, that Bama Alabama game. I'm on Bama. -6.5 is too low. My model is going to make this at 9.5 today. I think Bama gets it done. And here's why. So, all right, Bama, as we said, has been playing to the level of their opponents, losing to the bad teams, beating the good teams. But you know what? I don't think they can play to Auburn's level because they're the best team in the country. They're deeper. There should be a battle inside. You know, Auburn Arena is going to be rocking. This is a huge deal. I think Auburn's going to get this done. It's going to be too much for Alabama. You can grab them -6.5. I think that's a great number. I even played it at 7 last night. I love 7, 6.5. I wouldn't go to 7.5 though if it starts moving. And then my second pick today, we're going to go from the SEC to the Big 12. I'm going to take Iowa State +4.5 on their home court today, getting so many points. I don't really get this one. They're 12-2 straight up at home and 8-2 as the underdog against the spread. So they've done really well with the points. They can be a little erratic, but I think this should be a big game for them. They're going against Kansas. So it's not like it's just some, you know, any other opponent, but they're going to be out here trying to get this one done. Kansas is going to be motivated off of that Kentucky loss that we saw in the SEC, a Big 12 challenge, but they just lost to a Big 12 team. Why can't they lose to another one? Take the points on Iowa State.
You're exactly right. They looked horrible. They looked horrible against Kentucky over the weekend. Although Kentucky, they are surging, but Iowa State, when they are on their game, they're a very, very difficult team.
I just got to make a quick correction. I just messed up. Kansas is in the Big 12 and they're not playing SEC team. I'm just losing it this morning. But yeah, no, they should still do very well here.
Wait. What was your mistake? What did you say?
I said Kansas just beat a Big 12 team, but they lost to an SEC team. So okay.
I understood what you meant.
But I want to make sure that I'm clarifying.
Okay. Okay. Are you good now?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good.
Are you straight? Okay. You're straight. Okay. He said it's just a Monday morning for me. All right. Okay. Very good. We got that straightened out. All right. Grab your paper. Grab your pencil. Here is the recap. And it is glorious, courtesy of the jeweler on the ones and the twos, Alabama on the Capitals and Pens. I would encourage you, because all of you use different books, get this in right now. At Caesars, it's still at 5.5. Other books, it's already moved to 6. When we air live, it moves on every book automatically. It's just what happens. So get it in right now. Jay Smooth, Iowa State plus 4.5. They, I believe, are still in the Big 12. Auburn, minus 6.5. I know they're in the SEC. Mikey B, Pistons, minus 2. And from the side, we're going to go Davidson, the Wildcats. Steph Curry's alma mater, plus 3.5 tonight on the road. In what is not normally a great environment, I've done a game at St. Bonaventure. It's hard to get there. There's a lot of snow right now. That should help Davidson on the road. Then the gym today, it's tasty, plus 319. All on the ice. We're going to use Allie's Caps Pens. We're going to the Rangers on the puck line, and then the Toronto Maple Leafs on the money line. You put all that together, plus 319. I like that a lot. Don't forget that this week, a return of our soccer-only episode. Oh, no, soccer guys are on the morning show as well. And then we have MMA. UFC is back this week also. So we're back to running our extra shows. Turn on those notifications. Follow our YouTube page. It's free. It's free. Then you can't call me and complain. Now, there's only one thing left to do. And I believe you all know what that is. And I would encourage you to start practicing this, because we may or may not be doing a little contest coming up in the next couple of months. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window. My entire crew, love them all. Jay Smooth, Mikey B, Alabama. And of course, our executive producer, the jeweler, puts it all together here at the brand. I am the coach. Tell all your friends there's only one place you're going to feel included. You're going to feel wanted. You're going to feel valued right here at the Early Edge. Good luck.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.